Welcome or welcome back to Turner Syndrome Talking Tea with your host, Emily Seymour. What I hope for this podcast is, I hope it makes people affected by Turner Syndrome feel less alone. And I hope it spreads awareness on Turner Syndrome because it really needs it. I have a lot of different perspectives on Turner Syndrome in this podcast, from ladies themselves with Turner Syndrome, to mums, to dads, to doctors, a lot of different experiences with Turner Syndrome. So there's something here for everyone. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hi everyone. So this week we have Tanya. Hi Tanya.
Hi everyone.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good, good. Where are you talking to you from?
I'm in Puerto Rico.
Oh, interesting. I think.
Yeah.
That's the first episode from Puerto Rico.
Good.
Cool. Okay, so I want to ask you a few things about Tanya's, if that's okay.
Well, I'm a teacher. I teach elementary school. I was diagnosed with Turner when I was in college, mm-hmm. the university. I immediately started investigating things about Turners, which was very interesting because it answered a lot of questions, the struggles that I have during me growing up. So I've been very interested in educating people about Turners. And I think that it. I love what I do. I love working with kids.
What age were you diagnosed?
I was like 20, 21.
Okay.
It was late.
Oh, so you didn't get growth hormone then?
No, I didn't.
Okay. No. Okay.
I did.
What's your most challenging aspect to Turner's?
For me, is the nonverbal disability.
Okay.
Yeah. It was the challenges that I had at school that I still have today. Those challenges, that has been very challenging because I'm blessed. I've been very blessed in the health part that okay. I've been very healthy other than couple of stuff like everyone gets ear infections. So when I was young, I got ear infections, but otherwise health-wise, I'm good. But the part with the anxiety, the nonverbal stuff, that had been very challenging.
Okay.
Those are the most I think that for me, and I know that for everybody is different, but for me, that has been the most challenging part.
Okay. What's your most positive aspect?
Knowing that you can overcome everything that life puts in your way. I was talking about Turner's on Friday, precisely. And, you know, some girls doesn't get the opportunity to study a long career, to work steadily, you know, because of the challenges, health or other type of challenges. And I know that everybody can do it, but the fact that even though we have challenges, I can do it. And I can say, yeah, look at me and look at us and we can do it. That for me is fantastic.
Oh, I like that.
Okay,
so I'm really intrigued. Do they have a Turner Syndrome Support Society in Puerto Rico?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. Nope. Okay.
I found a girl that lives here, like 3.5 hours from me, had formed a small group in Facebook, but other than that, no.
Okay, we'll turn around the question. Are you a part of Facebook communities, Turner's Facebook communities?
Yeah, I'm part of the Turner Syndrome Society here in the United States. I'm part of that part of Facebook. There's another group of girls. I'm not as active anymore, work and life stuff, but yeah, I'm part of those groups on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. How have the Facebook groups helped you?
Well, I think to know that I'm not the only one struggling with things, that you can change impressions that I'm going through this. Do you have gone through the same thing? And it's been very interesting. Yes, I had problems with math. Yes, I had ear infections. Yes, I have trouble sleeping. And it has been very interesting that we share the same struggles and to change impressions. So I feel with it, this has worked for me. It hasn't. And that has helped out a lot.
Yeah, that's really true. It's 'cause you always hear that you're never alone. But it's nice to hear those stories behind that, isn't it?
Right. I talked to a dad, a turner's dad, and it's been very interesting their reaction to hear him say, okay, yeah, you're not the only one. Yes, your daughter is gonna have some struggles, but look at us. Many of us, for me, it was so nice to see that even though we have struggles, and I'm sorry, I'm repeating myself, but we can overcome them and we're successful and we make things happen, and I love that.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so did you say you're not as involved as you once were in the Facebook communities?
No, I'm not that active anymore.
So when you were, did you just like answer questions or what did you do with that?
Well, I use, if I don't find the answer, I use the communities, which are great and had help because, there are people that are going through the same thing. Sadly, there's not much information about turners. That is one of the first things that I found. So it's good to have someone directly, even through the organi through the society or through the Facebook groups. Yeah.
What's your most important message about Turners, would you say?
The most important, like I said, we can do anything we want to do. We have struggles, but we can do it. It's gonna take us time. I always like to say that. It was gonna take a little bit of more time, but we can do it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that message. I
Yeah.
like the reminder that not everything
Yeah.
is a race.
Yeah. It is for me personally. For example, school wasn't easy, especially elementary school wasn't easy, but I did it. College, working with kids, which is very different every day because you don't know.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I want to plan and I want to not get surprised a lot. And with working with kids, you don't know what you're gonna get each day. You're gonna get different, and it's struggle. It's very hard, but you can do it day by day.
Like that. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this episode before you finish?
Oh no, I think that thank you for the opportunity. And I would like to remind everyone that it's gonna take us time, but we can do whatever we wanna do
Yeah.
if we put our
Well,
mind
thank
to it.
you. Thank you for being a guest and thank you for those
Thank you
answers
for
and
the
messages.
opportunity.
You're so welcome. And everyone listening, I will see you next week. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If you want to know more about Turners, go to www.tss.org.uk. And that is the website for the official Turner Syndrome Support Society UK charity. Or you can go back to my first ever episode on this podcast where I explain what Turners is and how it's affected me. So I hope you have a really great week, and I will see you in the next episode.